Now, have you ever been walking through a city and heard someone singing a familiar song? A song like this one, for example.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.
That's Johnny Cash with Ring of Fire, sung by the man himself. But in London, street musicians, or buskers as they are known, are being paid to sing that song in public places. And the money is coming from a record company which is promoting a new film and CD about the singer. Our reporter Duncan Bartlett's been out there to find out more.
Well, good, here's a busker out on the streets of London. He's not singing a Johnny Cash song, he's singing a Simon and Garfunkel song. He's got some about six people watching him, and they seem pretty enthusiastic, rather enjoying it. It's a very cold night, though. I hope they're all going to put some money in his hat at the end of the show.
Do you know any songs by Johnny Cash? You don't know Ring of Fire, Man in Black, or anything like that? Oh, the reason I was asking is because some buskers have been paid some money to play some songs by Johnny Cash.
I wish I knew some of his stuff. Let him come to me.
Okay, so, well, I'll let you carry on singing. What's your name, by the way?
David.
Thank you, David. Well, this is where the record companies are hoping to find the target audience for those buskers, those street musicians. It's on the London Underground system, the tube system, which carries about 3 million passengers a day. It's not just Johnny Cash who has been promoted through this system. Buskers have also been paid money to sing songs by the Eurythmics and even by the Beatles, although you wouldn't think that they would need the extra publicity. But isn't there something rather insidious about paying buskers to put the music in the ears of the passengers? A question for Simon King of Universal Music, who paid the buskers to play those Johnny Cash songs.
I think, first of all, there are a lot worse culprits in advertising. I think music marketing is not unsophisticated, but music can only be marketed in certain ways. Seeing posters and things only has a limited effect because you're seeing a picture or a text message or something like that. But music has to be heard.
So what do the commuters who are using the tube think about the fact that the buskers are being paid to promote certain artists?
I like Johnny Cash. Sure, most people like Johnny Cash. I quite like having my ears assaulted by it in the morning.
There'd have to be a good busker though, wouldn't it? If it was a bad one, that could be a negative effect.
Well, some people might be a bit surprised or even disappointed that the buskers have agreed to accept money from big corporations. But of course, whether the marketing strategy really works depends on whether you remember the song when you get home, and that depends.